Well, good morning. This is Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and you're listening to Jump In Tucson. Every weekday, five new folks look out to the community and try to understand what's going on. And we especially like to feature the folks that really jump in and get the job done. And today, I really have a special guest that has been jumping in on a project called Mosaic Quarter for quite a few years, and we're going to learn a lot about that. So good morning, Frank Knox, the CEO and the managing director of the Mosaic Quarter.
Good morning, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Great, and thank you very much for being part of the show here. We're on every Thursday with different things going on around, especially regarding tourism. And today we're going to talk about a new sports and entertainment facility that I think we're going to see pretty soon. How soon, Frank, are we going to see this facility kind of open to the public?
Well, we'll be breaking ground in late April. And the Mosaic Quarter Iceplex will open in May, June of 2026. And our field house for indoor sports will open up in September of 26.
Okay, folks. Yes, that's really good, Frank. I appreciate it. I wanted to let everyone know that this is a reality, and it's going to happen. Before we talk a little bit more about the details of the Mosaic Quarter, Frank, let's learn a little bit about who is Frank and how did you find your way to Tucson?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I'm a dad to six kids who are engaged in a lot of different activities, from performing arts all the way to athletics. And different skill sets. So coming up with Mosaic Quarter and the needs that we identified in the community after 2 years of exploring really were easy to come up with once we had figured out what the community was looking for and needed and based on our team's experience with it.
That's great, Frank. Tell a little bit just more about your background and how did you become more from a business style and get involved in sports?
So being a college athlete, I've always gravitated towards sports in business. And it's presented itself in a number of different ways from in our development business, which I'm the fourth generation of my family to run. We have done a number of different types of facilities in our management team. So from college stadiums to other athletic facilities, indoor athletic facilities at colleges, community centers. We've done just about everything that we're including at Mosaic Quarter. This combination is a little different than most, but we're really excited about bringing it to Tucson and also to Pima County.
And where will this facility be located, Frank?
Sure. It's right off of I-10 between Keno and Country Club, directly opposite baseball stadium. And it sits adjacent to the county soccer fields and pickleball courts that were opened in 2020.
And some of the listening audience knows a little bit about me as 17 years with Pima County. And I had the extreme pleasure of working with the spring training teams that were here, and especially from 1998 on, did a lot of marketing with the two teams and was very involved in the charity games that each team had to put on. What's really cool about what's going on with Keno Sports Complex, started out initially certainly as a community facility. Tenants were the spring training teams. And then, of course, when spring training wasn't going on in March, there were a lot of things that were going on in the complex related to the community. And then across the street, Pima County bought the land and opened up a soccer tournament facility, which is extremely busy. I noticed on this particular complex, they used real turf, Frank. Now, your buildings are going to be primarily indoor sports, but you are going to have some things to do outside as well, aren't you?
That's correct. So the entirety of Mosaic Quarter is comprised of athletic facilities, but also three hotels, 14 restaurants, a food truck court, and a lot of public gathering spaces where people can come and enjoy Mosaic Quarter entertainment activities, theatrical productions, all free of charge to the public in terms of all the public amenities and the different shows that will take place in the outdoor venues.
Now, from what I understand from listening to you at a most recent meeting that you had with the Pima County Board of Supervisors, that this all started with an RFP process. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the county had identified this land, this 90 acres, as a prime opportunity to complete the Keno Sports and Entertainment Complex, but also add amenities that did not exist on the north side of 10 in the original portion of the complex or on the south side in the newly opened portion. And so we were lucky enough and fortunate enough to be the team that assembled and was successful in being awarded that project. And now we're ready to go and break ground and open up in a couple of years.
With your knowledge of the competitive sports complexes in Arizona, how does this measure up to those other facilities? Once it's completed, of course, Frank.
Well, I'm not one to brag. I think one of the things we identified, instead of comparing it to other buildings, what we did identify over a two-year period of examining the market was that there was a dearth of facilities available. And it really wasn't the quality of facilities that were missing. It was just a lack of facilities in general for families to have children and adults participate in recreational sports, and also available additional space for club-level sports in a variety of different sports.
Very early on, back in the day when there was really only the Colorado Rockies that were here in spring training, the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, working hand in glove with Pima County, was able to bring two spring training teams here. And, of course, that's when Keno Sports Complex was born. And that entire region, that entire area has grown tremendously over the last 20 years. But, Frank, I think once you open up Mosaic Quarter, I think it's really going to be a place where people are going to come and be part of the reason why you come to Tucson.
I think that's right. You know, and obviously we're expecting a robust number of sports tourism guests, around 2.5 million per year. But the real focus of Mosaic Quarter is on the community and for everyone to have access to it. And that's part of the reason why we formed the Mosaic Foundation, to ensure that all Pima County residents, regardless of economic circumstance, that children and adults have the ability to come enjoy Mosaic Quarter and not be kept out from all the fun activities and the benefits of the site.
Well, we're going to learn a lot more about how this complex is going to benefit the community in the coming segments. But, Frank, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with Frank Knox, the CEO and the managing partner of a brand-new sports and entertainment complex called the Mosaic Quarter. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll see you back in just a few minutes. Well, we're back with Jump in Tucson, and our special guest today is Frank Knott, who is the CEO and the managing director of a brand new complex that's going to be breaking ground, in just a few weeks. Frank, welcome back again.
Thanks, Tom.
I think let's go and get a little bit more involved in how you're really describing this. I had an opportunity, of course, over the last year or so to get to know you and get to know the complex. But on your website, you portray the Mosaic Quarter as a sports and entertainment-focused lifestyle center. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means? And in particular, how did you come up with the name Mosaic Quarter?
Sure. A sports and lifestyle focused, sports and entertainment focused lifestyle center is a venue that consists of activities, sports, entertainment options for the entire family to enjoy. It's just not for one portion of the family. For instance, kids just playing sports. It's for kids, adults, all family members to enjoy time together, whether they're all doing an activity together or they're having fun watching, spectating someone else in the family having fun playing a sport, engaging in an activity. It's a place where you can hang out every day of the week, not just on the weekends. And it's a place where everyone, you know, has a place to come and be a part of it.
Great.
And then for mm-hmm. Mosaic Quarter, we wanted to use a name that symbolized two things. One, the variety of sports and entertainment options that would be resident within the site. But then also we wanted to reflect and respect the multicultural backgrounds that exist within Tucson and Pima County in Southern Arizona. And we thought Mosaic was the perfect name for that. And Quarter just happens to be, this is the last quarter of the Keno Sports and Entertainment Complex that to be developed.
Wonderful, letting us know exactly how you came up with the name. Now, let's get into some of the specifics, and I think we definitely want to talk about phase one, as you mentioned, the groundbreaking is coming up very soon. But what are the kinds of activities that when someone enters through the gate are going to be able to see and to participate in, of course?
Right. Phase one will consist of Mosaic Quarter Iceplex and Mosaic Quarter Fieldhouse. And in the Iceplex, as you might assume, there's hockey, but there's all sorts of different skating activities. So figure skating, general skating, skating lessons. There'll be curling. There'll be different broomball, ice bumper cars, a whole series of ice sports for people to enjoy year-round. And then the field house is our indoor sports. We like to refer to it as a powerhouse because it's so flexible. And what we have there, it's two floors of athletic space, with each of those floors being about 25% larger than the floor of Arizona Stadium, and with interchangeable surfaces. So we have wood, turf, mat, and specialty surfaces for sports like pickleball. We can offer basketball, 7-on-7, passing football, volleyball, wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu, lacrosse. I could go on. There's about 20 or 25 different sports that we'll have there.
Now, of course, there'll be organized groups that can participate, such as club sports, very important. Ice in particular, because there is no really operating ice for the public. Generally, that's reserved for our Tucson Roadrunners hockey team and the Arizona Ice Cats. Now, I understand that at least one of those entities will be calling the Mosaic Quarter their home.
Yes, Arizona Hockey, the University of Arizona's program, will be moving to Mosaic Quarter Iceplex when we open, and we will be the home of the current men's team, the women's team, which starts this fall, eventually a second men's team, and also an adaptive sled hockey team. But also locally, we'll have the Junior Roadrunners, which is the youth hockey group in town, as well as the Tucson Adult Hockey League, and then we will be having additional recreation leagues formed at the Iceplex so that everyone who wants to try hockey and get addicted to it, like all the other players in town are, can join in the fun.
Now, will there be an opportunity for spectators to kind of view what's going on with, in particular, the Ice Cats?
Yes. So there are three ice rinks at the Iceplex. The first one is the university's rink, which is a 3,000-seat arena. Where all their home games will be played. They'll conduct practices. All their hockey operations will be housed out of the Iceplex. And the other two rinks are more community-focused, with about 300, 350 seats available for parents and family members to watch their kids or their spouses or adult relatives play hockey.
Yeah, I think it's been probably almost two decades or a little bit over two decades when the last ice rink closed here. And there was a lot of folks, especially on the club sports, that contacted Pima County. And at one time, there was an RFP that went out for a private kind of ice arena. And it really didn't attract a lot of people because it was during the recession. But what we learned during that process was the amount of excitement from the folks that want to get back on ice again. So I think you're really going to be fulfilling a great need here in the community, because while the professional teams are up there in Phoenix, and certainly we encourage you to go up and see a Phoenix Coyote game, traveling up there for, say, a club hockey and, you know, with a three-hour drive, I remember the public was really conscious about, you know, the safety issue of traveling back and forth. So having one in their own backyard and one that has 3,000 seats, that's, I think it's, while you've hidden that fact, I think that's really great to know that the demand will support three ice skating rinks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from the beginning when we started our research in the market, from a hockey perspective, it was clear that it is a rabid existing community, but that there were a lot of other families who were interested in ice sports, not just hockey, but having their children skate, adults who moved to Tucson from other areas of the country like the Midwest and the Northeast where they grew up skating and were missing out on that. And I think the numbers speak for themselves. You know, for us, outside of the existing enrollment of the Tucson Adult Hockey League and the Junior Roadrunners, we're seeing nearly 1,000 families that have indicated to us that they want either the parents or the children engaged in different skating activities and playing hockey. It will be something that will grow very quickly and can sustain itself over the long term.
Yes, I think it's going to be really exciting. Now, on any of those ice rinks, are you able to put a covering where if we all have rollerblading or anything like that, or will they be strictly for ice sports and activities?
We don't presently have plans for rollerblading, but yes, there technically it is feasible. But given the amount of activity on ice that we have planned already and that's been committed, we don't have any plans to be doing that right now, but it is possible.
Now, since I've been in tourism close to 25 years here in the community, I remember a couple of times where what is that ice sport called where you, is it roller? Go ahead. There's another ice activity that goes on, not necessarily in this community, but I think some of the teams have come through Tucson. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Are you thinking of curling, Tom?
Yeah. Well, curling. Yeah. You are going to have I think you mentioned that,
yes,
with curling.
We are going to have curling and curling lessons so people can learn. It's a great activity. It's popular in the Northwest and the Northeast, and especially in Canada. But it's a great activity, especially when it's hot out, to get into the cool and enjoy yourself. And it doesn't involve skating. We have all the equipment, and it doesn't involve any skill to start.
And it's an Olympic sport, isn't it?
It is, and has been for quite a while.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. Maybe we'll get some of those teams over here for training purposes. That would be kind of neat, like spring training, but the curling training here, you know. You're open to all kinds of opportunities and possibilities, aren't you, Frank?
There we are. I mean, we have a significant amount of different groups and events planned for both the Iceplex and the Fieldhouse. Certainly from a travel tourism standpoint, at the Fieldhouse, we'll be having nationally marketed tournaments in basketball, volleyball, wrestling, pickleball, and a few others that round out our schedule. But the vast majority of our revenue comes from local use. It's something that we focused on with the Board of Supervisors and the county staff because we know they wanted to increase the travel sports footprint of Tucson. But one thing that always makes me nervous is if I need to depend on a family's decision from across the country to fly to Tucson to pay our bills. And so for us, travel tourism produces a great community impact, but it only represents about 12% of our business.
No, that's good to hear.
The rest of it is all local.
That's really good to hear that a lot of these activities, or maybe most of these activities, are going to be open to the public.
A vast majority. And one of the things we had identified during our 2 years of research was there are a lot of club sports, but not a lot of recreational leagues for the casual family athlete. And that's what we wanted to really focus on at Mosaic Quarter.
Great news to hear. We'll be back in just a few moments with Frank Knott Well, good morning, Tucson. We're back here with Jump In Tucson with our special guest, Frank Knott. Don't forget to listen in tomorrow. Dr. Ackerley will be here beginning right at 9 o'clock with a special group of community leaders, and you don't want to miss that. And, of course, I'll be back next Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about food and how important culinary arts are to our community. And I want to give a special thanks to my good buddy over on the window, Matt Neely. He's our producer, and he keeps me on time and threw in a few things when I kind of stumble over my words. Frank, I'm glad you're back, and let's talk a little bit about that it takes really a team in order to make this from concept to reality. And I noticed during the Board of Supervisors meeting, you threw up a slide about some of those partnership organizations that you already have in place and how important they are. Could you share a little bit of that information with us?
Sure, happy to. You know, one of the great things about Tucson is the number of organizations, both nonprofit and small businesses, and organizations serving both, that we were able to fortunately partner with and come up with ways in which they could participate in and benefit from Mosaic Quarter and how we could help them. So far, we're at about a little over 24 different partnerships in town, and they range from the Chambers of Commerce to the University of Arizona, TMC Health, Science of Sport, Pima Community College, Social Venture Partners, Special Olympics, Children's Clinics. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, we're especially proud to be on that partner list with the over 100 attractions that are members of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And you touched base a little bit about the group business. And typically what happens if there's a sports tournament and all the kids come in and to enjoy whatever that activity may be, they bring their moms and dads with them. And then it's not every day they're here for a game. They have things they need to do. So they obviously are staying at one of our fine hotels. They're also eating in restaurants. But they're also looking for daytime activities, and that's where the attractions come about. And we're hoping that they'll come early and they'll stay late and they'll visit all the many things there are to do here in Tucson, especially since we're quickly becoming more of a year-round, especially during the winter, when we're not experiencing the winter. We're having, especially this year, beautiful, beautiful weather. Now, sports management is a whole profession all to itself. And I did notice, again, in that meeting that I made reference to, that you're going to have a team of professional sports marketing and operational people here running this facility.
That's correct. We've partnered with some good friends of mine out of the Northeast called Edge Sports Group, and they manage presently around the country 12 different facility sites, very similar to Mosaic Quarter, with similar facilities like Iceplex and field houses and community centers. And we will be working with them, but we also have hired dedicated staff in sports-specific functions. So we've actually been able to recruit hockey directors and staff from the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and the Midwest. And we'll also be having sports-specific staff in basketball, volleyball, and a couple of other sports to work with Edge. And the goal of having that professional management is to ensure that, you know, scheduling runs well, programming is designed well for families, that it's going to be something they're going to enjoy and repeat participation in. And we're very excited about that partnership as well as all the other local partnerships that we have.
Now, exploring the partnership between the north side and across the street with your facility, I don't know if this is a rumor or what, but there is going to be some connectivity between the two of you, but not necessarily. I'm talking about the marketing and the booking, but there's supposed to be some kind of a tunnel built underneath I-10.
That's correct. So there is going to be an underpass, vehicular and pedestrian, that will link, go underneath I-10 and link the north and south sides of the Keno complex, giving everyone who's attending baseball games, tournaments, or soccer or FC Tucson games the ability to easily cross over and enjoy restaurants and other features of Mosaic Quarter. And we'll be helping the county out financially with that when that comes up in their plan and with ADOT's plan.
You can truly make a whole day out there at both complexes.
That's correct. That's what we're hoping.
One of the thoughts that I had in regards to the groups and bringing more and more groups here is how it's going to be marketed into where those decisions are made. And we work, as you are going to be working, with Visit Tucson. Many years ago, they had a choice of developing a sports marketing team, and I think it was a very wise decision for them to do that, because clearly they're already bringing sports tournaments here for many, many years. So I'm excited that, again, there's just one more large facility that Visit Tucson is going to be able to talk about when they go out and they market our region.
And we'll be helping them with that, because we have our own teams that are already coordinating with Visit Tucson, and we'll be coordinating with Chambers of Commerce and other groups in town to make sure that when we're bringing events, there is widespread coordination amongst all organizations in town to make the visit for our guests as beneficial and enjoyable as possible, and hopefully result in repeat business for the community, but also so that, you know, our goal is not to keep all the financial benefits of travel tourism inside Mosaic Quarter. In fact, from a community impact standpoint, about 98.5% of the community impact that we generate takes place outside of our borders, which we're very pleased about.
Well, I'm all about extending the stay of folks. So so if they stay one day at your place and do all the activities, and that it causes them to come early or stay later, I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's good to hear. Go ahead. It's good to hear.
I'm sorry. The I think the schedule for travel sports is amenable. It's not just to stay, come early or stay late. Usually in a travel sport, a child, you know, any of any age has two activities a day, and they're usually spread out by 6 to 8 hours. And that, as a parent who has four different travel sports in his family, is a time when we're searching for anything to do but more sports. And that's where we came up with the Visit With Us campaign, where we're collaborating with restaurants, retailers, other small businesses, attractions through the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, as you know, to give people information and ease of access so that when they have these breaks during the day, they know where they can go, they can plan their time, they can go and enjoy what's so unique and enjoyable about Tucson.
Well, that's exciting. And I know there was a lot of numbers that have been tossed around, but they're pretty impressive. And most importantly, they were thoroughly researched. The economic development and the number of employees that you're going to have to hire were pretty important and pretty interesting statistics. Could you share some of those numbers?
Sure. I think the most important aspect of the project is there is no county money being put out on the project. The $400 million that we are investing does not include any tax breaks. It doesn't include any county debt or county contributions. But aside from that, once we get into operation and the benefits of our sports tourism business start to accrue for the community, you're going to see over the 40 years, it's about a $12.5 billion impact on the community between spending, jobs supported and maintained throughout the community, some jobs created, and then also just new taxes being paid from all these different activities and spending, and also people, you know, enjoying themselves throughout the community.
Well, I was excited to hear about certainly the number of employees that you anticipate, because it will be jobs for all ages, won't it be?
I think we look at jobs a little bit differently. As a group, we don't just focus on jobs creation, and it is a little bit of an opaque science when you're talking about jobs creation from spending. What we look at is how is the spending from our events going to impact someone who's already employed and someone who could become employed? Because to us, a new job is really not worth as much if an existing job isn't supported. We'd rather have both. And so when we look at a hotel, for instance, is a great example. We're bringing a huge group into town. They're staying in hotels. Those hotels already have employees and staff, but those events are helping to keep those people employed. They're probably helping to increase their wages. There may be additional staff hired, and that's the number we look at. So when we see a number, after thoroughly researching it and independently verifying it, you know, where we look at 92,000 different jobs supported over a 40-year period, that's something we're proud of, but it also means we have a big responsibility to deliver and make sure that those events are generating that impact for the entire community.
Well, thanks for sharing that perspective, Frank, and we'll be back here in just about 3 minutes. This is Jump In Tucson, and our special guest today is Frank Knott from the Mosaic Quarter. Well, welcome back again to Jump In Tucson. Special guest today is from the Mosaic Quarter. But before we get to our final segment, just a quick little reminder again that Dr. Ed Ackerley will be back tomorrow for his section of Tucson Jump In at 9 a.m. And then I'll be back with a special guest star coming in from, a gentleman from the food industry, and he'll be back here, and his name is Wesley, and Wesley is going to talk a little bit about his show, actually, that's here on KVUI as well. So that'll be next Thursday.
The Tucson Tasty Show, Wesley
Source.
There
you go.
Sure.
Thank you there. I appreciate that, Matt. I think he's even going to bring some tasty, delicious food for us.
Hold on now. Now you're talking.
Not to take a little bit of what Chris does on his show, but that's okay. We have that opportunity to bring any guest in here that we want, as long as they touch on tourism. And that's why we're talking today with Frank Knott, because this new Mosaic Quarter will be just around the corner. And Frank, let's talk just a little bit more about in detail about what's happening, beginning at the breaking of the ground, and then when you anticipate phase one to open, and the things that are going to be going on during phase one.
Sure. So again, we'll break ground in late April. On phase one, which includes our iceplex and our field house and a lot of other infrastructure. And then the iceplex will open in the late May timeframe of 2026. And then the field house will open in September of 26 as well. And when that opens, we'll be full service for all of our ice sports at the iceplex. And of course, all of our different indoor sports at the field house.
Now, you did spend some time talking at that recent meeting we talked about how environmentally conscious you are for this complex. Can you share that story?
Happy to. So one of the things that we focused on for Mosaic Quarter was electrical consumption and our footprint on the environment from that, but more importantly, from a drought perspective, the use of water, since obviously with three ice rinks, we're using a lot of water, or could be, and we wanted to reduce our dependence on the aquifer so that we weren't impacting the community. And so what we did is fairly innovative from an iceplex standpoint. I believe we're the first ones in the country to do it. We are collecting all of our stormwater and also using reclaimed water sources that are available to us. And so we filter all that and use that to make ice so that when we make ice during the day, and that can be upwards of 10, 11,000 gallons a day that we need, we are using nothing but stormwater collected over during the year in addition to reclaimed water sources so that we are not having any impact on the environment. And then from a power standpoint, one of the other facilities that opens in phase one is our central utility plant, which includes a cogeneration facility and solar parking canopies throughout the campus so that when we start, we'll be in about 2.5 megawatts of power that we're generating. And ultimately, when we round out all three phases, we'll be at about 9.5 megawatts. And what that means is we're not off grid, but it means we significantly reduce our dependence on the existing grid. And we also smooth out our use during peak periods such as the summer, so that we're not impacting other businesses and other homes near us by drawing, you know, so much power for the site that we impact their use of air conditioners and other appliances.
Well, thanks, Frank, for sharing that information. Now, I presume right now you're in your pre-booking strategy now that you have a timeline, pretty close to a timeline anyway, of when you're going to break ground. And then are the construction companies ready to roll?
Yep, we're all ready to roll. Everybody's getting scheduled so we can mobilize. And in terms of booking for activities, I definitely want to let your listening audience know that in probably the next 4 to 6 weeks, they can start going to our website, looking at all the different sports that we're going to offer, give us their emails so that we know they're interested to let us know, and we can give them specific updates on just the sports they're interested in as we come out with them. And then probably about 16 weeks before we open, we'll be sending emails out and getting people to sign up and for all the different recreation leagues and obviously the different clubs that we've already contracted with. They'll be set to go as well. But the mosaicquarter.com is definitely the place for everyone to get information. But you can also look us up on social media at Facebook or Instagram at Mosaic Quarter for either one, and DM us if you're interested in partnering with us. And eventually we'll be publicly listing jobs that are going to be available to the local community. And social media is definitely going to be the place to look for those.
Great. And I understand you are out there and talking to local vendors as well.
Yes. For the construction work, our construction force is actually about 70% local, which is saying something in this environment when there's a lot of work and more work than there are construction workers. So we're very proud of that fact that we've been able to keep a lot of that work local. And even vendors for different supplies and different operating aspects of Mosaic Quarter we're already talking to. That's correct.
So let's remind people exactly where your facility is going to be located.
So you're going to enter off Benson Highway right near Keno. And we sit just directly opposite I-10 from the existing Keno complex. But we'll have a new entrance coming in off Keno, and there'll be another entrance, the existing entrance off of Benson.
Great. And the construction will not really cause any interruptions on I-10. Is that correct?
No, it will not. We won't be causing any interruptions to I-10. But more importantly for us, as we look at it, we will not be causing any interruptions for local businesses surrounding us or the surrounding neighborhoods.
Except for people will be wondering what the heck is going on over there.
I think they're probably pretty in tune with that. I think we've done a good job of talking with the community, and we're going to continue our communications and meetings directly with neighborhood groups so that they are fully up to speed and that there are no surprises for them.
Well, thank you, Frank, and thanks to all of the folks that you're working with, and thank you to Pima County and Visit Tucson, and all the folks that are part of this project, because this truly is a community project. This will benefit the community tremendously, and I tell you, if I was an ice skater, I'd be one of the first in line to put on my skates and to enjoy really the first time in decades where we're going to have not one, but three ice rinks here in the community. Thanks to the Mosaic Quarter. Again, we're glad you were here, and we look forward to phase one and the construction. I'm Tom Moulton, and this is Tucson. We're jumping in with Frank Knott, and make sure you join in next Thursday for our special show with Wesley Source, the host of the Tucson Tasty Show.